Part of our challenge for today was to track down someone who is brave enough to admit to having a facelift, because that's often what you're doing when you disappear for months on end, says the boss. Well,
in his experience.
Yeah. Carrie is in Hawkinge. Carrie, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Pat and Steve.
Hi, Carrie. Now, thanks ever so much. You know, you've pulled over to talk about your experience. Tell us about it.
Well, it was about 8 years ago, and I got fed up with all the creams and potions because I thought they don't work. And the only way, like all women, you stand in front of the mirror and you pull your face back and you look at yourself and you think, I'd look 10 years younger. So I thought, that's what I do. So that's exactly what I did.
And where did you go? How did you decide which surgeon to go to, Carrie?
I went to a surgeon in Harley Street. I'm allowed to say his name.
Go on.
His name's Jay Prakash, and he was recommended by somebody I knew who'd had loads and loads of cosmetic surgery. So it was somebody that I knew, and he's actually quite a famous cosmetic surgeon.
Okay.
And as I say, I was actually changing jobs, and I thought they were going to give me a month's garden leave. So, but they didn't. So I actually had it done on the 19th of December, about 8 years ago, and I started my new job on the 2nd of January.
Right, and was there swelling and bruising, and had it gone down?
Well, most of it had gone down. The only thing is I had stitches up the back of my ears, and, you know, I sort of occasionally dripped a bit of blood onto my shoulder in the middle of meeting.
Oops.
But do you know what the funny thing is? When I had it done, I wanted to tell everybody, and that's why I sort of thought, oh, come on now, because it's what every woman wants to have done, if they were brave enough to do it, and if they thought they were not going to have problems. And even the day after it, I went up to the local Tesco's and told everybody about it. A week later, I was out. It doesn't hurt. You have quite a bit of bruising, but it was well worth having done.
Brilliant. Can I ask a really personal question, Carrie? Can I ask how much you paid?
I think at the time, it was only the bottom part. I didn't have the top of the forehead. It was about $3,600.
Right,
and it was the best money I've ever spent.
And I suppose if you add it up against buying
the
potions
creams
over the years, it works out cheaper.
Well, also I justified that if I'd smoked or something, I'd spend X amount, and it worked out so many pence per day, and that's what I used to sell to people. I used to say to people, you know, wouldn't you pay 10p a day to actually make yourself look 10 years younger? Well,
yeah,
and
to feel better about yourself as well.
Absolutely. And one of the things is I used to feel I had jowls, so I'd look in the mirror and I'd sort of turn and I'd think I'd seen my mother, so
yes.
I don't have that anymore.
Give us an idea of how much of a difference it's made to your life. It's obviously increased you in self-confidence, hasn't it?
Absolutely. I don't have the sort of neck that most women have at my age. I'm 60 now, and I don't have any double chin bits or things. And it's just, as I say, it's what every cream promises, but nobody really does.
Excellent. And, you know, did you have another half at the time, and what did they think?
No.
Oh.
I was single, and I did it for myself, and I had it done under sedation as well. I didn't have a general anaesthetic. So, it was very easy. And I know that not everybody has that experience, but I went down to surgery at about 6 o'clock in the evening, and by 10:30, I was eating ice cream.
Excellent. Sounds good. Anything that ends up in ice cream is a winner for me, Carrie.
Can I just ask finally, because I know you've got to go and we've got to go as well, but, you know, some people find it addictive, don't they? They have a bit of, you know, surgery to make themselves look or feel better about themselves, and then they think, oh, well, I've had the bottom half done, now maybe I will get the forehead done as well. You're not inclined to continue or go further?
Well, it's 8 years, and I do think, perhaps if I had more money or whatever it is, I might indulge in perhaps having the forehead lifted or that. But for me, it was what I really wanted done. It was the biggest thing that sort of, as I say, it was this look at, you know, jowls like my mother, and I was really pleased, and I haven't gone down that route since then. So it fixed what, for me, was the problem. It didn't actually maybe, you know, if I was really concerned about all sorts of things that I looked, perhaps I would have got addictive. And I do know people who have.
Well,
in fact, the person who recommended me has had just about everything done, and some of them done twice. But for me, it fixed what I wanted.
Well, Carrie, thanks ever so much for pulling over and chatting to us this afternoon. I must admit, I didn't think that we would tick that one off our list this afternoon, but brilliant and good for you, and money well spent as far as you're concerned.
Well, I just hope there are a few other people listening, or men or women, who might think, well, it's worth it.
There's a few in this building that could do with it. I'll tell you that now, Carrie.
Carrie, have a good journey. Thanks for being with us at BBC Radio Kent.